This Week in Delaware County. This time from the palatial estate. What?
Careful.
The grand poobah, the president, the el presidente, the dude, the guy with the hat of the Muncie, Delaware County Chamber of Commerce. Jay Julian, we're in your office.
Okay, so the dude, I'm old enough to, that reminds me of the Big Lebowski. Don't want to go that direction. We're in my office. This is a nice space, right? Horizon Convention Center. We're fortunate to be here.
What kind of view do you have out this window? I've never looked.
It's a window well.
Good. Very nice. Very nice. Well, you gave up the nice office to somebody else. Whatever. It's not about the office because, as you've told me before, you and many of the people that work in this place are out and about moving and shaking all the time.
That's exactly right. We love it when people come here to visit, but our jobs take us out, meeting with our members and constituents and our investors and partners from the Economic Development Alliance perspective. So, yeah, we don't spend as much time in our offices as perhaps people think. We're out and about talking to folks and learning what we can do to help.
This coming Thursday, there's an event that wasn't initially planned. It was an opportunity, I think, that came up with 6th District Congressman Luke Messer coming for a lunch.
Yeah, we're excited to have the congressman here. He'll be here, as you mentioned, coming up at the end of the month here. You know, Steve, we try to get as many of our elected officials, especially our federal elected officials, to come and address our membership whenever possible. It's hard because they're in Washington much of the time. When they get back into their district or into the state from a federal senator's perspective, you know, they're traveling about, meeting with their constituents. So scheduling with those things are difficult to do. We're fortunate to have Congressman Messer come here and explain what's going on in Washington now. Kind of a different time in Washington than we've been used to in the past. So it'll be nice to have our congressman tell us his feelings about what's going on.
Jay Julian just made the biggest understatement of the entire millennium. Kind of a different time in Washington, I believe is how you phrased that just now.
It might have been something akin to that, yeah.
Oh, wow. What office are you running for? Okay, we'll get back to business. I was struck by the wording. Jay Julian is red as a beet right now. I wasn't picking on you at all. It's just that was a very political way of saying these are interesting, fascinating times now, aren't
they? Being politically correct is tough sometimes. No, it really is. And they're impactful times because policy shifts impact our business community, individuals as well. So it's important now to stay up on what's happening. The terminology I use, Steve, is we want to stay close to the tip of the wave as opposed to the base of the wave with the information that we receive. And what better way to get it than firsthand from our congressman, who's obviously well-entrenched and highly regarded in Washington.
He's walking next to Ryan and going up to Trump Tower and stuff like that. I mention things like that to him when I speak to him, and he just shakes his head and looks at the floor. Oh, Steve, that's what he says. Jay Julian is also very adept at not choosing sides. Switzerland, I think, is a good way of putting it. But overview, this political landscape that has changed right now, from a Chamber of Commerce perspective, what's the mood that you're sensing and feeling in our immediate area, if any change is seen or felt already?
Yeah, you're right, Steve. We do try to stay as politically neutral as we can, but we also want to make sure that we get the best information, the most current information that we can out to our members and our investors and constituents. I'm not sure. There clearly is a shift, obviously. I mean, there's some policy shifts that we're all hearing and reading about now. So that there clearly is some issue there. How that impacts some of the companies, I think they're trying to figure that out now as well. I mean, we're still relatively new into a new president's term, trying to figure out, you know, let's get through the first quarter of his term and see what is still in place, see what's going to be put in place. That will have an impact on folks. Healthcare reform, if there is some, we hear there will be. If that is in fact the case, that will have an impact on folks. Whether it's positive or negative at this point, we'll have to walk through and ferret out. But it's important to have the best and the most current information available so our business community can figure out what it means for them. And that's what Congressman Messer can do, what Senator Young and Senator Donnelly can do. They can bring back on a firsthand basis the mood and the spirit and the language of what's happening in Washington. That's important for us right now, maybe as important as it has been for quite some time.
Jay Julian's our guest this week in Delaware County. We didn't prepare for this, but I know you will be comfortable talking about the next subject that I want to bring up, and that is J. Allen Rent. This is the first time that we've had a conversation of any length since his passing just a few weeks ago. He, to the Chamber of Commerce, to Meridian Health Services, to other groups, civic organizations, Rotary, and on and on and on, was so impactful for this community. And when I say this community, I mean Muncie and beyond, and even reaching statewide in some instances.
Right. Yeah, it's you're right, Steve. Any accolade that any word that you could say in a positive way to describe a person is going to be applicable to Al. Personally, from a chamber perspective, he did functionally everything for us with a smile, always said yes. I'm not sure if I ever heard Al ever say no. Mm-hmm. Really, I mean that. It's he founded basically Muncie on the Move. He has always, he's the only MC that we've had for some of our special events, like Chamber Champion or Legacy. Mm-hmm. He was the last Legacy Award winner. Yeah. It's the only time he didn't MC the event because he won the thing. You know? But yeah, Al leaves a gaping void in the community. He obviously will be sorely missed, but it's not, you said it so well, it's not just this community. I mean, he was saying yes and doing things for people across the state, actually multiple states. I mean, he was doing stuff in Illinois. I mean, mm-hmm. I wonder if there's anybody aside from maybe his family, Linda and his family, I wonder if anybody really knows the full depth and breadth of all the time that he spent just providing a service and saying yes to anybody to ask in the community. It's those people like Al are, they don't come along every day. We're going to miss him.
We'll continue now with our segment, a little lighter subject. Let's talk about balls. the Chamber Bowl, we've talked it to death. I mean, it's exciting. It's sold out as far as I know.
It is. Yeah, right.
And now we're talking about the smaller balls coming later in the summer.
Right. So the what you refer to as the large ball event is our Chamber Bowl. It's coming up at the end of February. And I am sad to say, actually not sad to say, but if you wanted a lane to bowl in that event, all we can do is put you on a waiting list just in case somebody cancels out. We do still have some sponsorship availability for that. So if you want to get your name out in front of a bunch of people having fun on a Saturday afternoon, this is a good way to do it. Chamber Cup, our golf event, we've actually had a lot of activity on that already. Good. It comes June 20th and 21st. We always have a bunch of people involved in that. I'm not sure if we have any hole sponsors left. We may have one or two. Those go fast, Steve. Good. The hole sponsorships go fast. The Wednesday afternoon flight fills up fast. Okay. So if you really want to play on a Wednesday afternoon, you know, the old banker's hour type of thing, then get your name in now. So we already have some reservations. Nancy Norris, Brent Brumfield, Aaron Allstock are working hard. That's probably, that phone call is probably a reservation for a new team, Steve.
Absolutely.
They're working hard. You can call any of them. Contact me as well. We'll get you set up.
All right. All things Chamber of Commerce. What's the contact information for those that don't know already?
Muncie.com, easiest portal, 288-6681 is our number. We're everywhere. We're LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, all the stuff where you have to be now. But really, we like to talk to people face-to-face.
Jay Julian's our guest this week in Delaware County.